This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio and the news cycle. You are on the continuous 365, 24/7 news cycle. Enjoy the spinning. As, of course, we will bring you all the latest up-to-date stuff. All the latest up-to-date stuff that's going on in the world. And, you know, what's really kind of funny is the presidential election is around the corner, right? Isn't it? You know, I thought it was we just left that corner. And now we're going to the next corner, the next presidential cycle. Wow, that's all I can say. Anyway, a lot of things going on, like I said, here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We are going to be covering, again, the Oroville Dam situation, potential disaster at hand. Now, will that disaster happen this year, or will it happen in 5 or 10 years? That's yet to be seen. But it will happen. Unfortunately, after a 1.1 million and counting, because they're still constructing it, we have a failure going on in the spillway of Oroville Dam. You would think they'd get it right, but then there's other dams, too. A Nebraska dam failure has led to complete disaster in the middle of the country. Gee, I wonder where this weather was possibly engineered. Excuse me. Coffee interrupt us right now. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee Down the Hatch. Here we go. Okay, I am so sorry for that. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm glad I did it because it means I will be moving forward in what we're talking about here today. anyway, we get we get a whole bunch of stuff going on. We've got. Here we go. Vladimir Putin. Jail for online insults in Russia. Putin signs fake news law. He's really ticked about the fake news. Gee, I wonder why. You know, what's really kind of interesting is that you take a look at where relations are with Russia today. They're terrible, absolutely terrible. And it's all because of this fake Russia, Russia, Russia situation from Robert Mueller and the boys and the girls. The Hillary Clinton attack piece. We read this yesterday. We read a lot about it. And, of course, we're now finding out more information as to why this whole thing has been flawed from the get-go. And now we have absolutely terrible, terrible relationships with Russia. We're at the brink of Cold War again. This is what people are saying. Now, let's keep this in mind. Russia has a lot of nuclear weapons at their disposal. And are we going to heat up the Cold War again? It looks like it. This is, of course, what all those people in Washington want, isn't it? They want this Cold War. That's what they want. That's what they want. So anyway, just to let you know, I think it's a terrible, terrible, despicable disgrace what we have seen here with the Clintons and everybody. It's about time we start reining these folks in, and I hope, in fact, it starts to happen. I know that they are certainly the targets of a lot of different things, right? Lots of different things. Okay, anyway, so we've got that one starting up. Kellyanne Conway, her husband, Donald Trump tweets, total loser. Isn't that just an odd situation? Kellyanne Conway, who advises the president, by the way, sometimes I think badly. That's my opinion. Her husband just absolutely hates Donald Trump. Her husband does. George Conway is his name. And he runs around just, you know, disparaging the president just like any other leftist would, just like anybody on CNN would. Now, from Mediaite, Trump opens fire on Kellyanne's husband, a total loser. President Donald Trump fired back at George Conway, husband to White House counselor Kellyanne Conway on Twitter Tuesday morning in a retweet of Trump's campaign manager Brad Parscale, that dismissed the vocal critic of Trump. The commander-in-chief added, a total loser. Says Brad Parscale, we all know that at real Donald Trump turned down Mr. Kellyanne Conway for a job he desperately wanted. He barely worked at the Justice Department and was either fired or quit, didn't want the scrutiny. Now he hurts his wife because he is jealous of her success. POTUS doesn't even know him. That's from Brad Parscale. And, of course, he retweeted that he is a total loser. George Conway is a D.C.-based attorney and recently warned in a series of tweets and retweets that Trump's erratic and voluminous social media activity on Sunday is a sign of his mental condition is getting worse. His wife, who frequently defends her boss on a regular cable news appearances, was asked of her husband's criticisms of the president and dismissed it out of hand. When confronted by reporters Monday about her husband's tweets, Kellyanne's answer was terse. No, I don't share those concerns, she said. Trump has mostly ignored the musings of Mr. Conway, whose critiques have become more frequent and harsh over time. Last year, in a pool spray on the White House lawn, Trump was asked directly to comment on this and suggested that he just wanted attention, and the reporter should follow up with Mrs. Conway. For his part, Conway responded to the presidential attack by tweeting out a list of symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. Which, of course, remember, we ran through that ourselves on the president, Obama. Of course, that's exactly what Obama was. Of course, one of the key things in which I don't think the president feels is the sense of entitlement. There's just a few things out there. So Conway is becoming scrutinized. It's too bad for Kellyanne, right? I can understand. If he got turned down for a job, no wonder he's bitter. He feels, Kellyanne's got one. I should get one, too. I don't know if it works that way at all. I don't think it does with the president of the United States. That's just my opinion. And, of course, there's other things that, we don't know about and other people do know about. And that is, what does he have as a record behind him? And why couldn't he hang in at the Justice Department? Well, that's because he's got some issues. Now, this is what Conway doesn't get. These issues are going to come out because people are going to start digging now. I am not going to do that. I'm just bringing this to your attention because I'm telling you, there are tensions in the White House. I say again, there are tensions in the White House that are, excuse me, I am sorry. I have to have another coffee break. It is really rude, I know, but oh, it's the break. I can have more coffee, and I will have more Agenda 21 Radio coffee. And pretty soon, I think we're going to market this because people are saying they want to buy my coffee. Well, it's a special brew after all. It's man style. None of this sissy business. No sissies here. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also for all of you out there that are desiring to study about New California, boy, I'll tell you, we had a great turnout last night in a wonderful town hall in Sutter County, California, in which a lot of people ask a lot of very, very pertinent questions about what is really, truly going on with the New California State Movement. It is the only constitutional movement that's viable, I might add, of any of the constitutional movements in the nation. However, there are some that are catching up. New Illinois. I'm sorry. I understand they want to make Chicago now a state. Just Chicago. It's kind of like Illinois is going to throw Chicago out. They want Chicago to be the 51st state. Imagine that. Now, if they were smart, I'm talking about Chicago now, they could become their own kingdom unto themselves. They could become a state. Obviously, Chicago is a state of mind right now. Gangsterism prevails. I'm sorry. I should be nice. They could be potentially a state within the union. I think that's a grandiose idea. A grand idea. Not a grandiose. I mean, come on. Don't you think Chicago should be its own independent state? Just like Manhattan should be New York. They could call it the state of Manhattan. And the rest of upstate could be called just New York. Or they could break up the state. Listen, it's easier. Go through the people in New York. You got to hear me out on this if you want a new state. And because I'm going to the radio because I haven't been feeling the love from some of the people over there that have been talking to me before, and I've been trying to coach him up on how to do this thing the right way. You're doing it the wrong way. You're following your own constitution in New York, which is the state constitution is kind of flawed about thinking about forming a new state. Now, you've done this once before prior to the constitution being developed, just a few years, and it all kind of came to fruition when the constitution was being developed. Excuse me. I didn't get enough. In fact, I went back and got more Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Boy, howdy. All I can say is, boy, howdy, it was good. I can say it a different way, but that's another way. That's the way my father used to say it. We're not going to say that. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. I got to get it back here again. Ah, I hate it when this happens. The coffee is the breaker right there. Anyway, so upstate New York. You guys have to, I have to feel the love back there. Come on. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on. I'm getting a text right now, and that's good. That's a good sign. But, you know, we gotta talk about this legitimately because you don't need no stinking state constitution to govern yourself to get a new state. Come on. Follow the directions. It's right there in the constitution. Just a little advice from someone who loves all of you people. Yeah, because, you know, getting a new state and having your own state for upstate New York would be a wonderful thing. I know Manhattan doesn't like that because, you know, the cruelty by which they are foisting upon all their little, the stealing that they do. And all through Albany, I might add, because you have no representation. It's just the same way in California, same way in other states, Nevada, same way in Hawaii. Hawaii, yeah, little tiny Hawaii, right? Well, they've got urban versus rural problems there and no representation. See, that's the whole idea. That was a wonderful little scam that was run in 1964 by the Warren Court, Reynolds versus Sims, to take away the big federal model. That was a wonderful little scam. And, of course, it's being utilized everywhere so that dictators can rise, like you see here in California. The rise of the dictator, the state dictator. See, the founding fathers knew this was going to happen. And so they made plans to put the brakes on things like that. And they were very successful. Anyway, yeah, this Nebraska dam break is getting worse and worse and worse, and people need to kind of pay attention to what's going on there. Bernie Sanders, he got a big hit on the head the other day. I wanted to say a shout-out to Bernie and say, hey, brother, it's going to be all right, correct? Is that correct? I hope so. Somehow he got stitches in his forehead, right? What's the story behind that? You know, there's these stories about people being beat down by certain personalities because started to look at black eyes on people like John McCain, George Bush, the Pope, and other people. They started to realize, you know, It looks like somebody punched him in the left eye. I'm serious. Go back and look at those. Go back and look at black eyes on personalities. And you're going to say, man, all these people walk into things? Or they get punched around and beat down? But this is from Politico from the other day. Sanders cuts head on shower door. Received 7 stitches. This is Bernie Sanders cut his head on the shower door on Friday morning and received 7 stitches, his campaign announced. But the 2020 candidate was given a clean bill of health. Go, Bernie, go, right? No, Ariana Jones, a Sanders spokesman, said out of precaution he went to a walk-in clinic. Okay. So he's out of the clinic, and he's on the scene. Go, Bernie, go. Go, Bernie, go. That's from Agenda 21 Radio. You know, Bernie is quite the guy, isn't he? But there's some other stories going on. The entrance of Andrew Yang. This is the race. Dark horse to get spotlight on Dem debate stage. Promises universal basic income. News czar. A news czar. There you go. That's what we need. Poll. Sanders tops Trump's in Wisconsin. Biden wealth tarnishes middle class image. This is all coming from the headlines that we've gotten here from the Drudge Report. How old is too old? Why did Kamala let Herbalife off the hook? I'm biting on that hook here in a second. 6 people in audience for de Blasio in New Hampshire. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. 6 people in audience for de Blasio in New Hampshire. Dems obsessed with political correctness and sensitivity. Chinese Americans see ghost of communism in leftward turn. Gee, I wonder where that story's coming from. Colorado joins effort to elect presidents by popular vote and go around electoral college. Okay, we'll see about that. But I'm going to bite on a couple of them. Kamala Harris and Herbalife off the hook. And also the Chinese. Damn socialism, why are you chasing me? Chinese Americans see ghost of communism and Democrats' leftward turn. Now, we've been discussion with the Epoch Times people about this, and this is a big deal. This comes out of Irvine, California, and this is the Washington Examiner. This is the Washington Examiner. It says, Irvine, California, when Saga Zhao first moved to the United States from China in 2009, she steered clear of politics. The Communist Party rules supreme in China, so most Chinese immigrants bring a built-in aversion to political movements. But Zhao's interest in politics was piqued as she began to see the American left embracing policies that reminded her of those she fled in China. One such policies was the left's support for late-term abortion. When she lived in China, Zhao, like many young Chinese, didn't consider abortion to be a big deal, but her view changed after moving to America, getting married, and bearing 2 children. After I became a mother, my understanding about life fundamentally changed, she told me when she met at a Panera Bread in Irvine. Now I am totally a mother. Zhao said her heart broke upon learning about a Virginia bill to loosen restrictions on late-term abortions, appearing on a radio show as the bill was being debated. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam pledged to sign the legislation, even suggesting it would sanction infanticide. Oh, when I saw the news, I cannot even open the article, Zhao said, through tears. It was really hard. Really hard. I felt something really strong into my chest, and then I said, let me adopt him. Don't kill them. The proposed law hit especially close to Zhao, whose mother became pregnant with her just as Chinese government began implementing its brutal one-child policy. Yep, down that road of socialism, this is what you get. China. China. Organ harvesting. That's next up. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, the sole thing about socialism in our country's lurch towards socialism prompted, really, I think it really accelerated, obviously, under Barack Hussein Obama, the good socialist communist that he was. I just called him a dictator, like, you know, so many other people called him dictator. I don't know why they would call him dictator, but, you know, geez, he was a dictator. You know, if you pick up your pen and you have a phone, you're probably a dictator. I think that's really kind of what we're saying. And it was pretty much evident when he actually decided, well, I'm just going to ignore the Congress, because remember when it started to swing back against him in 2010, he said, well, I'm not getting nothing done, so I'm just going to use executive orders. Now, it's kind of interesting. I really did find it interesting, quite frankly. I found it interesting that no one in the Republican Party really challenged him, such as what we're seeing with these vicious challenges to things such as, well, of course, we've now seen what they've done with the whole situation developing in the border, the emergency order by the president. Right? Look at that situation. He has every right to do it. He did it legally, lawfully, with this order. But yet they wanted to come up with a resolution against it. And, of course, he's vetoed the challenge because you had 12 despicable, vulgar, vile Republicans, really vile human beings. These are really the lowest of the low human beings. Filth is what they are. They're below the level of Obama, in my opinion. And well below those of the level of Hillary Clinton. These people are players for the cartels, and they believe in things like infanticide, murder, rape, and mayhem, and the brutal raping of little boys and girls. That's what these people are. That's what these 12 people are. They're vile, vicious monsters, and they need to be run out of politics. And the president is right to sign this executive order because, gee, I don't know about you. It's pretty obvious to me we're being absolutely raided. It is an attempt to actually destroy the United States of America through invasion of local innocents that are coming across the border. That's what it is. And I say the innocents because they are innocents, but what's happening is they're being used, right? They're being used. And why don't we just admit that? Well, because we're too afraid, I guess. I don't know. I can admit it. You should admit it too. And we should be going to these people who have even any notion that this is, like, proper to get in their face and tell them it's not. And who are these people? The first thing we need to do is out them for what they are. These are people that are actively supporting the engagement of the trafficking of human flesh and slavery. That's what these 12 people are all about. You know, the dirty dozen, the filthy, scummy dozen senators. They're vile human beings. I mean, I can't tell you how. I mean, listen, when you have had the experiences I've had with sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, all the crap that goes on, all the viciousness with that, including people who get murdered, the disposable children thing, all that stuff, it's real. And these people are engaging in it. They're supporting it. By voting against the president, they support it. And it's obvious they have ties to it. The people that they're beholding to all have some special interest in it here in this country, where people are making billions of dollars on child sex trafficking and the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You can't make it any clearer than that. And these people support that. Mitt Romney supports it. He's a champion of sex trafficking. That's Mitt Romney. You can't say it any other way, guys. You just can't say it any other way because that's really the way it is. It's really sick, twisted, and demented. No doubt that it is. It is absolutely sick, twisted, and demented. And we need to get on with our lives and say, these people have got to go. That's really what we need to do. That's the first thing we need to do. Well, anyway, I've sort of editorialized that. I'll categorize that as an editorial. How's that? That way, you know, I'm free and clear, right, of something. I don't know. But I just have to say these things because, you know, I've been there, done it. I've seen it. And these people are a party to it. They're encouraging it, which is just absolutely beyond the pale. That you could think that in this modern day that's happening. But that is happening, guys. That is exactly what is happening. And this is exactly, we are in the position, last night when I was speaking, it hit me, that we are in the position right now in 2018 that this very, very government, the United States of America, was in 1860 and 1861 with the question of slavery and the posturing for a civil war. You had a very specific, appointed attempt at demonizing a president, and that was Abraham Lincoln. Now, I'm not passing judgment on his policies, if he did deserve to be demonized or did not, but there was certainly a specific attempt by entities to demonize President Lincoln. And it was working. It was working in the South because the South did not want to give up its slaves. Now, predominantly Democratic, hello, the slave owners did not want to give up the slaves. And it became a big question. That's the crux of West Virginia. And I find it amazing that that discussion of slavery was going on then. It was the wedge issue that created the Civil War. And so here we have a situation right now where we've demonized, one side has demonized the president, similar to Lincoln. And what do we have that's the wedge issue? We have drugs, the opioid, so-called opioid crisis. Everybody wants to overlook the marijuana crisis, right? Because we need it legalized so we can dumb down the population. That's their theory. That's the George Soros that would dumb down the American population. Go back to the opium wars in China. Check that out. They're doing it here with marijuana. But no, we can't have marijuana being a focal point. No, we have to have opioids. So let's flood America with opioids and create the opioid crisis, which was what we have. So we have that. But the bigger issue is the big money, honey, for all of it. It's the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, which is modern-day slavery. It's going on right now. What do you think this thing is at the border? It is trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Cartels are getting billions of dollars for this. And we, the citizens of the United States, the taxpayers, are paying for the billions of dollars that are going to religious relief agencies on this side of the border that the Dirty Dozen are beholding to. Get it? But once again, it's a wedge issue. And we're at the brink of civil war, some people say. What do you think is going on out here in California? Now we have new California like we had new Virginia. Actually, before West Virginia was actually titled, it was called New Virginia. A lot of people don't know that. But New Virginia was doing the same thing we're doing. We want to escape and we want to prevent slavery, modern day slavery. That's why we're claiming the border. New California will take charge of the southern border and will not entice people to come across the border into slavery, which is exactly what this governor, past governor, and this current governor are encouraging. Not just lawlessness and murder and mayhem. Oh, no. We have to have slavery, too. All those Hollywood elites in San Francisco treats need to have their candy, too, right? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Please take the shortcut. It's probably a lot healthier for your digits, your distal digits. Okay. Socialism on the march here in the United States of America. Yes, yes, yes. We're bringing out those socialist children, the children of socialism. That's what we're saying. Beto O'Rourke, of course. $6 million. You know, what's probably happened is that's a stunning number, $6 million that he raised over the weekend or something like that. Here's their issue, ladies and gentlemen. Who really actually was the provider of that money? Well, he's a 501c4, so we're not going to find out probably. But the other issue is that we're probably going to experience more of this sort of thing from him. The loser will become the winner type mentality. And he'll stop his hand motions. If he could just stop the hand thing for a while, he might make a little bit of socialist sense, right? And, of course, what the big thing we need to do is tell people really what is going on and dispel the myth, the crazy, crazy, crazy stuff going on about the whole thing with socialism, so we can stop all that stuff, right? We want to stop that disinformation that's going on about socialism, and we can do it. I think we can successfully do it. All we need to do is do it, as they say, just do it, and we will. I have no doubt that we're going to dispel it, and people are going to realize that this is what's happening. There's a race going on, and the other side. The socialist, the communist, the totalitarian monsters, such as like Gavin Newsom in California, right? The guy breaks out and says, oh, well, we're just not going to execute people anymore. The rule of law is broken. It's gone in California. Kaput. Nein, nada. Adios, amiga. Amigos. It's one of those kind of deals. That's the way he sees it. And because he's a dictator and he can. He's illegally elected. Didn't even want the people around him. Remember, the real good sign of a dictator is when a dictator doesn't want the people out there to confront. And if you saw him at the inauguration, I object, I object. That was what one of the people said. One of the reporters said that. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's kind of funny. They objected to him being sworn in as governor. Which is a good thing. He was escorted out, of course. But, you know, the thing is, let's put this into perspective. Here's a guy who has a beaming white tent put up in front of the state capital of California and says all the people are invited. It's going to be out on the lawn outside of the capital. Like some big thing is going to happen. Well, it was in a tent. And you had to be an extra special elitist to be there. The public was not welcome. That was Ben Berquam's objection. Of course it was. This is called a sign of a dictator. Someone who doesn't want to be seen in public. He's afraid. He's afraid to face the public. He'll go on The View and explain himself as to, we've got all these different minorities and ethnic groups that are in there illegally that have been found improperly convicted. Right? Yeah, sure. That's his judgment, of course. He's made that judgment. 737 people can now live out their lives free from execution. And he can, in effect, in California, destroy one of the greatest measures of law that we can have, the death penalty. You commit heinous crimes, and all societies around the world, you have deviants that do these things. And then he sits upon the racist card. He throws that one out. It's because of these people's race. Well, when you go and you look at the numbers, it's actually a greater number of white men that are in there than other minorities. I mean, his argument just falls completely on its face. He's using the black and Hispanic thing again, the racist notions that he has, because he's a racist bigot, just like the rest of them. He's claiming that. And, of course, all these people, by the way, they've been sitting there on there for years, and they've gone through massive, massive litigation, each and every one of them. And they're still there because their convictions have not been overturned because the evidence was so strong against them that they did it. But never mind the evidence. Never mind the evidence. Never mind what is so obvious to the rule of law that you have to have a law and follow it. Never mind that, because he knows better. One man knows better. That is called a dictator who knows that, right? He didn't have the will of the voters there. In fact, it's suspect about how he got elected to begin with. The whole electoral process in California is completely corrupt. So the rule of law breaks down, and that's what they want. So this will happen all throughout the nation, and that's what the socialists want. They want the rule of law to break down. And, of course, the target of that is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. That is the target for the breakdown of the rule of law in the United States of America. And then they change the language around. They call our republic a democracy, a bald-faced lie. And anytime some commentator comes on the radio or you see them on Fox News, they talk, what's good for the democracy? They don't know S from Shinola. They really don't. We are not a democracy in this country. Reminder to everyone out there that's listening, I know there's show prep going on right now listening to my radio show. I get it. We are a republic. A republican form of government is guaranteed to us. Nowhere in the Constitution, tell me where in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence does it say a democracy? See, the Founding Fathers knew then, and we know now what a democracy is. It's a dictatorship. It is a dictatorship. Yeah, we vote, but that doesn't mean we have a democracy. No, we have a republic. We have a union of Republican states. Now, not the term like, you know, party Republican. Representative government. That's what it means to be a republic. To be represented. And we are a republic, not a democracy. So stay away from that word. Verboten. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, Ben Berquam, remember this? Ben Berquam, Governor Newsom's swearing in. Kind of interesting what happens here. The hand is being placed on the Bible right now by Gavin Newsom, and up walks Ben Berquam. Here we go. Objecting, objecting, objecting. That's what he's doing. Amazing. Amazing. Ben Berquam objecting, as he should. Unfortunately, we did get him sworn in, but, you know, he didn't swear in to God, did he? Kind of interesting. Again, the downplaying of God in empowerment to you. I mean, you got to look for these subtleties as to how these people, the left, are acting. And they are acting this way. They're doing things deliberately to take it away from you and you and you and you and you. Your God-given rights. That's the game. That is the absolute game, is to take it away from you, to take away your God-given rights. Now, I'm not sure I want you to have your God-given rights taken away. Are you? I think you'd be objecting too, wouldn't you? As you should. You should object, anybody who wants to take away your God-given rights. It's a clarion call, folks. It's a clarion call for you to protect your God-given rights. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got to run for time right now. I'm going to go have another cup of coffee because I'm enjoying it. I am absolutely enjoying Agenda 21 Radio. Man-style brew. No sissies here. Anyway. When we make the sissy coffee, we'll let you know. Won't be drinking too much of it, but we'll let you know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.